So what if your legacy was that you brought the piano? Last year, I read an article that really stuck with me. This couple was getting married in a grove way out in a national park. And the grove was far away from everything. It was hard to get to. It was a 2-mile hike up a dirt trail. And you had to scramble over boulders and fallen trees. And you had to go around mud puddles and through thorny bushes. Hiking boots were necessary. People had to bring water because, well, the trail was only 2 miles. It was straight up. Have you ever been on one of those trails? You just can't believe it could be any steeper. You wish there was an escalator. Now, perhaps like me, you're thinking, well, this is kind of silly. Why ask your wedding guests to tromp through the woods to get to this particular grove? Aren't there pretty places in this national park that are closer to a nice, accessible parking lot? But the couple's friends and family were the outdoorsy type. They were very Pacific Northwest. And there was something in the invitation about the journey to the grove being as beautiful but as difficult as their journey to the altar to be married. So people went with it. Now, the small group clambering into the grove was also very musical, and they loved to gather at the bride's home and sing old Peacenik songs around her piano. So the isolated location was weird because there was no piano. How would they sing at a ceremony with no piano to accompany them? Well, this is where legacy comes in. As you may know, every month we examine a different theme, and June's theme is legacy, especially appropriate as we honor the transitions of our youth to adulthood and our children into their next class level. At these transition times, we start to think about our own milestones, and minds start wandering to our own legacies. When we have graduated out of this earthly life, what will we leave behind? How will we be remembered? What will be our legacy? Our graduates today have the whole world ahead of them. They are smart and inquisitive and brave and kind and tenacious. Do you know what tenacious means? Yeah, they work hard. They won't let go. They hold on. They do what they have to do. But as we surround them at coffee hour asking, what do you want to major in? Where are you going? What happens next? What we really want to know is, who will you be? Who will you choose to become? Because even smart, inquisitive, brave, kind, tenacious youth will face pitfalls, will have their hearts broken, will lose jobs they love, will stay too long in jobs they hate, will say things they don't mean and fail to speak when they most need to say something. How will you handle the sorrow is what we want to know. How will your personal ethics be molded again and again in these new situations, in these new decisions you have to make? Because after all, it isn't just about them, our dear youth. It's about all of us. How will we face the heartbreak and loss, and how will we mold our personal ethics again and again? What will we learn from watching them navigate their lives? How will we build our legacy? And so I take you back to the story of the wedding. One wedding invitee couldn't imagine a ceremony without a piano. They met around that piano. They were people with music suffused in every cell. They had to have the piano. So he organized a gang of friends, and they carried that old upright all the way to the grove. True story. Over fallen limbs and around mud puddles, right through poison ivy. Fortunately, this guy was also a piano tuner, because when they got it up there, it needed some work. Alyssa and Karsten, in your lives, you may be famous. You may discover a cure for something that causes suffering. You may write a book that makes people find new insight in their deepest hearts. You may teach thousands of children. You might write a song that brings chills to everyone who hears it. You might organize a peaceful revolution. You might be president of the United States. But no matter what road you take, let your legacy be that you loved well. Let your legacy be that you cared, that you were gentle and kind and insisted on fairness, that you listened to children and that you learned from elderly folks. There's no greater goal. There is no sweeter legacy. At the end of your days, when all of those who love you, and I bet it will be a big group, gather to celebrate your life, be the one who carried the piano. Be the friend that stayed all night at the hospital. Be the guy who kids could not wait to talk to. Be the woman who made people feel good just thinking about her. Be the wild and weird friend who knew the celebration wouldn't be complete without the piano and found a way to make it happen. Whether we're graduating this month or 30 years ago, it is never too late to build a legacy. What will folks say at your funeral? Love, love, love. Bless the world with a bounty of your love. In sharing, I will share a benediction. In closing, I will share a benediction for our children, our graduates, and all of us in this world of constant transition. It's by Jean Olson. May you be brave enough to expose your aching woundedness and reveal your vulnerability. May you speak your deepest truth, knowing that your truth will change as you do. May you sing the music within you, composing your own melody and playing it with all your heart. May you draw and paint and sculpt and sew, showing the world your vision. May you write letters and poetry and biography, slogans, graffiti, graphic novels, laying bare your words to love and hate. May you love even though your heart breaks again and again. And until the end of your days, may your life be filled with possibilities and courage. Blessed be.